Quincy's Best Variety, Mix 97. I'm Sean Kelly with Ashley Harvey, and we're all getting super excited about Monday.
Yeah.
Solar eclipse.
Yeah, it's coming quickly, isn't it?
Megan Knott, she is the CEO of Tourism Kingston, joining the show this morning from the Limestone City. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, both.
Thank you for giving us some time. So Kingston's all pumped up. How many are you expecting in the city limits on Monday?
Yeah, well, I think Kingston is well known to be in that path of total eclipse viewing. And so I think spectators know that and have known that for quite some time. And because the weather is definitely on our side, some say, 70,000 and some say a lot more than that. So it's really hard to gauge. But what I do know is that our hotels do have a little bit of occupancy left, but pretty full. And we know that because the weather is supposed to be on our side in sort of our Eastern Ontario region. So Quinny, Kingston, certainly we're ready to welcome a lot of guests.
Megan, you and the team at Tourism Kingston have been working on this special day coming up on Mondays for a year now.
Yeah, we have, yeah. We realized it was going to be, a really big draw for people. It's an international sort of phenomenon, so there's folks coming in globally, quite honestly. So we knew that we had to be prepared, not just from like an emergency management perspective, but from a tourism perspective. So we knew we had to make sure the city was vibrant, and we needed to make sure that there are things to see and do leading up to Monday for sure. And so we've worked a lot with our community partners to make sure our attractions are open or there's special dining features, and the pageantry of it all looks great, and our glasses came in. So yeah, we've been really working on this for quite some time, and now we're ready.
And you have a couple of different locations picked out. I know Grass Creek Park is one of them. What other places can people view in Kingston?
Yeah, so we have, I think, 12 plus viewing locations now within the city. Fort Henry is another great place. There's also a West End location just down from the Cataract Way Town Center. And then others, just smaller ones spread throughout the city. And there's actually a great viewing map on visitkingston.ca. So we have a huge clock that counts down to the minute of when the solar eclipse is going to happen. And then all of the viewing areas and how to prepare to get to those and arrive early and arrive safely and then be able to have a great experience.
I know it's a big undertaking by the city. You're part of that team, but sure. You have emergency services are all involved. And schools are out on Monday, so lots of anticipation for a fun afternoon, but people got to be cautious as well, and like you said, wear those glasses.
Exactly, yeah. We still are distributing glasses, actually, at our Visitor Information Center, so if folks still don't have any, they can stop by there and get some. But certainly you need those iOS-certified glasses, and then within city limits, we're offering free transit. So pick a viewing location and get there by free bus, which is great. Just leave your cars or however mode of transportation you got to Kingston in a safe place. And then that cuts down on the congestion, of course, that we anticipate on Monday.
Is there going to be any major road closures in the area that people need to know about when they're coming into Kingston?
There are. And so, again, I really encourage folks to jump on visitkingston.ca. It has a complete map of the road closures. And most of those are really around our emergency centers, like our hospitals, for example. We're just really cautious about keeping those particular spaces clear for EMS, but others open. And again, just really encouraging, arrive early, use transit, and you'll have a great time.
It's going to be interesting on Monday. If Mother Nature cooperates with the weather, reports out of Toronto now in the last 12 hours suggesting that Eastern Ontario, Megan, you talk about Cobourg, Quinny West, Belleville, Napanee, and Kingston, hot spots for this special day. So we don't know how it's going to unfold.
New agencies out of Toronto are actually saying that this area is going to be the best viewing area in all of the country to view it.
Yeah. And we're ready. Like, we've been planning for a year. We've been working with all our stakeholders. So certainly the best thing you can do, please come. We would love to have you, but just plan ahead. Arrive early. Make sure you know where you're going, how you're going to get there, and then how you're going to sort of leave and that sort of mapping or that path of what you're doing. And you're guaranteed a great time.
Thank you. Megan Knott, she is the CEO of Tourism Kingston. Thank you for your time this morning on Mix 97.
Thanks to you both.
All right. Bye-bye. Coming up on Monday, We're going to have Dan Smith. He is the Director of Fire and Emergency Services, Fire Chief, Belleville Fire and Emergency Services. He's going to actually be in studio on Monday to let us know what's happening here in Belleville.
Big day.
Yeah. It's 844. Stay with us.